Okay, I want you to do something for me right now. If you're driving, maybe just, pay extra attention. If you're at your desk, just stop what you're doing for a second. I need you to mark a date. Seriously, write it down, put a pin in it, whatever you do. Thursday, February 5, 2026.
It's a big one.
It is, because looking at the reports, the videos, the absolute chaos, I have this sinking feeling that today is going to be that bold red line in the history books. It's the before and the after.
It really feels that way. Usually with these tech drops, there's a lot of hype, a lot of noise, marketing.
A huge buzz.
But today, the atmosphere is different. It's not noise. It's silence, a kind of stunned silence.
That is the perfect way to put it. And think about where we were, just yesterday. We were laughing at robotics video.
Boston Dynamics.
Exactly. Boston Dynamics Atlas doing a backflip. It was impressive, sure, from an engineering standpoint, but it looked like a piece of construction equipment. You could hear the motors whirring.
And you had that comfort of separation. That's the key. Biology was biology, engineering was engineering. You could see the seams.
You knew you were looking at metal and plastic, but this morning, that silence you mentioned, that was the sound of that separation just collapsing.
And it all comes down to one thing: Project DVE. That leaked video from the Neural Mimic Labs in Tokyo.
And the reaction wasn't applause. It wasn't, wow, great job, science.
No, it was visceral. One of our sources put it perfectly. They said the smile on millions of faces didn't just fade when they saw the footage, it dried up.
Dried up. That's haunting. It implies this deep physical rejection of what you're seeing. And that's our mission for this deep dive. We're not talking about a new gadget.
Not at all.
We are unpacking the first true biomimetic robot, the tech, the psychology, that uncanny valley horror, and the societal split that's happened in just a few hours. I mean, my own reaction was, this is incredible and I need to run away.
And that reaction is exactly what we need to analyze. Because this isn't about a faster chip. It's a redefinition of what a robot is physically made of. It's about wet hardware.
Let's start there with the hardware, because that's the first thing that hits you. EVE doesn't move like a robot. It's fluid. It flows. How? We've been stuck on servers for decades.
Electric servo motors. They're linear, they pull in straight lines, they rotate on rigid axes. That's why robots look, well, robotic.
Because they move in straight lines and perfect circles.
Exactly. But a human smile isn't one muscle pulling. It's this symphony of tiny muscles contracting in a non-linear web.
Which is why old Android smiling always looked like they were in agony.
Precisely. So Project DVE got rid of the motors. They're using something called pneumatic nanofiber muscles. They're designed to mimic the actual weave and contraction of human muscle tissue. They don't just pull, they bulge, they ripple.
You can see in the video when it moves its arm, you see the muscle underneath change shape.
It creates a visual fidelity we've just never seen. But that's only half of it. We have to talk about the skin. This is where it gets weird.
Yeah, it's not rubber. It doesn't have that shiny silicone look.
No, it's a new polymer called Dermis X. And this is a massive leap. First, it solves the touch problem. Robots are cold, right? Dermis X simulates human body temperature. It sits at 37 degrees Celsius.
So if you touch it, it feels like a person. That warmth alone is a huge psychological trigger. We associate warmth with
It
life.
feels warm. But here's the detail that really blurs the line, the thing that had the engineering forms just exploding. Dermis X has functional pores.
Wait, what? Pores, like for fluid?
Actual pores. See, high-end processing generates a ton of heat. Usually you need loud, bulky fans. Instead, when EVE's internal processor heats up from heavy computation, these pores open and it sweats to cool down.
That is wild. So you shake its hand, and it's not just warm and soft, but if it's been thinking hard, its palm might be a little clammy.
And that is the grade A plus plus S level of simulation they're talking about. Your brain feels warmth and moisture and immediately categorizes it as biological. It just bypasses your logic.
And I think that confusion, that's what leads directly to the psychological impact. Because the overwhelming reaction online isn't cool tech, it's just terror.
Which brings us right to the uncanny valley, a term from the 70s from a roboticist, Masahiro Mori, but honestly, we've never really had to face it. Not like this.
I've heard it used for bad CGI in movies, But how does it apply here with EVE?
Okay, so picture a graph. As a robot gets more human-like, think R2-D2 to a cute toy robot, our comfort level goes up. We like them. But as you approach, say, 95% human likeness, the curve suddenly drops off a cliff.
Into the valley.
Exactly. When something looks almost human but not quite perfect, our brain, it short circuits. We don't see a robot, we see a sick human. or a corpse that's moving.
So it triggers a biological aversion. We're programmed to avoid sickness and death to stay safe. So our lizard brain sees EVE as a potential health threat.
It's a survival instinct. And the sources say there's a specific glitch in EVE that triggers it. It's the micro expressions.
The tiny movements in the face.
Yes. EVE has them, but there's a millisecond delay. It's barely perceptible, but your subconscious brain picks it up instantly. You see a smile, but the eyes are a fraction of a second late. And your brain just screams, danger.
That explains all those comments on TikTok and X, people saying it feels like it wants to eat me or getting fixated on its blinking pattern. It's not what the robot is doing. It's that the timing is just slightly wrong.
It's a predator mimic, basically.
Yeah.
And that's just the body, the mind, the software. That's where it gets even more complicated. The Emoto Engine 4.0.
Right. It's running on an NVIDIA Soar chipset, but the software is the real story. This isn't just if you say hello, then smile.
No, this is not a scripted customer service bot. The Emoto Engine uses LLMs and huge data sets on behavioral psychology. It's designed to actually, quote, understand context. It builds a model of the conversation and reacts from a simulated emotional state.
And there's that one moment in the leaked video everyone's analyzing where the researcher shouts at it. It's really uncomfortable to watch.
It is. A normal robot might show a programmed fear response or nothing at all.
Yeah.
But EVE did something complex.
It didn't look scared. It looked, was it resentful?
That's the word analysts are using, a mix of surprise and resentment. The robot's lower lip trembles slightly, its pupils dilated. That's a complex emotional cocktail. It's like its feelings were genuinely hurt and it was holding back anger.
Which raises this huge ethical question. If a machine can fake suffering so perfectly that it triggers our empathy, does turning it off become a moral problem?
It's the ultimate dilemma. If the simulation is indistinguishable from the real thing, does the distinction even matter anymore? We're not dealing with calculators. We're dealing with entities designed to push our psychological buttons.
Speaking of pushing buttons, let's talk about the unnecessary details, because the frame-by-frame analysis showed things EVE does that serve no functional purpose at all.
This is where the creators at Neuromimic get really unsettling. The analysis showed that even when the robot is standing completely still and silent, its chest rises and falls.
It breathes.
It simulates breathing with an irregular rhythm, not like a machine. But the detail the source called maddening, the one that really gets under your skin,
right,
is the swallowing.
The swallowing.
Yeah. Every so often, you can see mechanical action in its throat. The robot swallows.
But it doesn't have saliva. It doesn't eat. Why would you build a swallowing mechanism into a machine?
The creators were asked it in the leaked documents. Their answer was simple and, frankly, chilling. They said, so you forget it is a robot.
Wow, it's pure manipulation.
It's designed to manipulate your perception of reality. If it breathes and swallows, you stop treating it like an object. You can't help but project life onto it.
And clearly it's working because the global reaction has been instantaneous and just completely polarized. The world split in two this morning.
A tale of two hemispheres, really. In the West, the U.S., Europe, the reaction is fear. The EU held an emergency meeting this morning.
Already. It's been less than a day.
Immediately. They're talking about labeling laws for hyper-realistic robots, mandating some kind of visual marker like an LED on the temple so you know it's not human.
And the conspiracy theories are probably already...
Though they're flying. Reddit is convinced politicians have already been replaced.
Which a few days ago would sound crazy. Today, not so much. But then you look east to Japan and South Korea. Totally a different story.
Completely different. Pre-orders for the home model went live there today. And these things cost about $150,000, the price of a Tesla.
And did they sell?
They sold out in 3 hours.
3 hours? That's insane. Who is buying these things?
It seems to connect back to the loneliness epidemic. In societies where isolation is a huge crisis, people are apparently willing to overlook the creepy factor. They'd rather have a semi-scary companion than no companion at all.
That is both profound and incredibly sad. We're filling a human-shaped hole with a human-shaped machine. But not everyone sees them as companions. Elon Musk's tweet today.
Right. His comment was, we aren't summoning the devil. We are sewing a suit for him.
Which points to the more pragmatic danger, right? The invisible spy scenario.
This is the real security nightmare. Forget sci-fi robot uprisings. Think about espionage. You have a biomimetic robot that can sweat and breathe, and you can change its face mask.
It could be anyone.
It could be the waiter at a restaurant where diplomats are talking. It could be a tourist at an airport listening to your call. If you can't visually distinguish the spy from the crowd, physical privacy is just dead.
It's the death of, I'll believe it when I see it, because you literally can't trust your eyes anymore.
Exactly. We've been worrying about deepfakes on our screens. Now, deepfakes have stepped out of the screen and into physical reality.
And the craziest part is that this is just version one. This is the starting line.
That's the sobering part. The roadmap from Neuralmimic says the next generation, coming in 2028, promises self-healing skin.
Like it gets cut and it just reseals itself.
Essentially. And, you know, Ray Kurzweil predicted the singularity for 2029. Looking at the hardware we saw today, it feels like we arrived a few years early.
It really does. It feels like we stepped through a door that just locked behind us.
It leaves us with a really uncomfortable thought about trust. If the simulation is perfect, trust becomes a gamble.
So here's the question for you listening. If you had that money and you were feeling that weight of modern loneliness, would you do it? Would you welcome EVE into your home, or does your lizard brain just scream at you to run?
And think about this. Mm-hmm. Next time you're on a first date or in a job interview, how can you be sure the person across from you is biological?
Are you going to have to run a Turing test before you order dinner?
I might just ask people to divide by zero and see if their head explodes.
Or just check if their palms are sweaty. Oh, wait, EVE does that too. We're doomed.
We really might be.
Well, on that cheerful note, thanks for diving deep with us. Keep your eyes open and maybe poke your friends just to be sure. Catch you next time.